This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Stephen Hayes for the Weekly Standard. In a recent piece, Stephen has documented how Iran is increasingly helping our enemies in Afghanistan as it tries to subvert our military objectives there, just as they tried to do so and continue to do so in Iraq. And Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet, Greg. Thanks for having me.
What do we know for sure? What had Iran been doing, and how is it escalating?
Well, we know for sure that Iran has been, since really the early days of the U.S. intervention in Afghanistan and then also in Iraq, providing support in a variety of different ways to the insurgencies in both places. In Iraq, the Iranian support for the insurgency got to the point where it was in some ways and in some areas supporting, making the insurgency as strong as it was. It's questionable as to whether the insurgency would have survived and been as lethal as it had been without Iranian support. We're not yet at that level in Afghanistan, but in a pattern that we've seen going back really to January of 2009 and increasing here in the last couple of months, we've seen Iranian support for the insurgency and for the Taliban in Afghanistan increase. And what's changed is that you finally have military leaders talking about it, often in cautious ways, but on the record in advance of what everybody expects to be some fierce fighting in Kandahar this summer.
How are they getting the weapons to the fighters? For the most part, the U.S. has control, certainly over the north, obviously the south, and certainly the southeastern part of the country is a little bit tenuous. But what's the strategy? How are they getting all this stuff to the fighters?
Well, it depends what you mean by control. I mean, I think it can be pretty leaky in spots, and it's such, as we've talked about before, it's such a lawless place generally, and all you have to do in order to move a shipment through in some cases is grease the skids with a payoff, and that's happening. I think every side is doing that. But interestingly, Mike Mullen on March 31st at a press conference in Kabul was asked a general question about Iran's increasing influence, and he said that he had just received word of what he called a significant shipment of arms headed for Kandahar in advance of the fighting there this summer. And a reporter followed up and said, can you give us more details? He refused to do that, but they said, is this a big deal or not, in a sense? And Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, answered by saying, I was taken aback at the size of the shipment. So this is, this is, I think, increasingly problematic. It's good that we have military officials coming out. The next step, I think, is for the White House to say something.
Steve, obviously, and as you pointed out in your piece, it can be very effective to fund resistance fighters in Afghanistan. We did it successfully, forced the Soviets to leave in the late 1980s as a result of giving them shoulder-fired missiles that were very, very effective. Do we know what type of weapons are involved here?
Well, there was a CBS report, I think it was in October, by Lara Logan that suggested that precisely those same kinds of weapons had been provided. We certainly know that they're providing rockets, small arms, what have you, and it's not just weapons. It's also cash, basically, and a certain amount of training. We've known for a while that there had been training by the Iraqi Revolutionary Guard Corps of Taliban fighters and other insurgent fighters in Afghanistan. We heard recently that more of that training is actually taking place in Iran itself. There was a CNN report on March 22nd that talked about a shift where more of the training was happening in Iran.
We're talking with Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard. And Steve, you mentioned a moment ago you think it's time for the Obama administration to publicly address this. You also point out in your piece that this is further proof that you think their engagement strategy with Iran, hoping that they'll see the light and turn course not only on this but on their nuclear program, is probably a tad naive. What should be the applicable lesson from this when it comes to our policy towards Iran?
Well, really, the problem with Iran, with what we're seeing in Iran today, is the regime. I mean, we can talk about the nuclear program, and certainly it's worth talking about, and there's a case to be made that no matter who was in leadership, even in a democratic Iran, in a hypothetical democratic Iran, you'd have a leadership that was interested in pursuing nuclear weapons. You've had opposition figures in Iran saying that they would pursue nuclear weapons. What we don't, what we have to deal with is the regime that we have in place now. And the Obama administration, I think, approaches the regime as if there's some question about what its disposition is, what its worldview is, what its attitude toward the United States is, as if that's an open question and as if it's manipulable by carrots and sticks and sort of old school diplomacy. I think we've learned if we've learned anything in the past 7-8 years, but really going back the past 30 years, it's that this kind of regime, the nature of the regime, is what matters most. And you've got a regime that's been telling us, in effect, what they think of the United States. They're doing that by killing our soldiers. They're doing that by mocking our leaders. They're doing that by, throwing aside, casting aside any and all UN Security Council resolutions. They simply are not, or proving as of now, to be unaffected by the kinds of diplomacy that we've seen tried for years. And the concern is, as the sort of race to a nuclear weapon is drawing closer to the finish line, is that we're going to continue to do these kinds of things that might make us feel better, that might allow the Obama administration to tout its own diplomacy, but in effect do nothing to keep us safer. And that is the real concern.
Steve, very troubling to say the least, and obviously we'll hopefully learn more as time goes on. Thanks very much for being with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.